USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts announcing today that she has launched a 2020 exploratory committee to consider a run for president, posting a video on Twitter today in which she says,
"Most of us want the same thing, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's the America I'm fighting for. And that's why today I'm launching an exploratory committee for president."
Former HUD Secretary Democrat Julian Castro launched his exploratory committee 2 weeks ago. While some Republican lawmakers say the president might do a deal with Democrats to end the government shutdown, the president tweets this morning that he's got to have his border wall. He says without it, you can't have border security. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
U.S. military officials say airstrikes on ISIS have inadvertently killed at least 1,139 civilians in Iraq and Syria over the past 4 years. Central Command says they're also still looking into more than 180 reports of other civilian casualties. It's the final day of 2018. America gets ready to celebrate tonight as the years change, and nowhere will security be tighter than in New York City's Times Square.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
I'm Robert Walensky.
Of course, the New Year's already arrived in parts of the world. It's already dawned in Australia and New Zealand, and currently they're reveling in Hong Kong. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An intern helping to do routine cleaning at a North Carolina wildlife facility when a lion attacks and swiftly kills her. Visitors were rushed out while the staff and authorities tried in vain to tranquilize the animal and reach the young woman's body, but in the end, deputies had to shoot and kill the lion after the woman, Alexandra Black of Indiana, was already dead. She had been at the Conservators Center for about 2 weeks working as an intern, the 22-year-old recent college grad being remembered for her passionate pursuit of a career working with animals. Two people fatally injured while attempting to drive through the gate at McConnell Air Base in Kansas late yesterday. First responders rushed to the scene to discover the vehicle had caught fire and the two people were pronounced dead at the scene. Air Force personnel and local authorities in Wichita currently investigating the identities of the deceased individuals and their possible motive is not known at this time. And whatever your New Year's resolution may be, reports are, alas, that more than half of us will fail. University of Scranton studies show that about 40% of us will be successful at our goals 6 months into the year. The study shows improving health and money situations and relationships make up the majority of resolutions. Resolve to check us out online in the new year at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.